York City cops bracing. I'm Jill Nato, Fox News. Scaffolding surrounds most of the Manhattan building where a grand jury is expected to meet about possibly indicting former President Trump. Cops also have in place barricades that can be used to block off streets. Trump has been saying he expects to be arrested Tuesday. The case focusing on alleged hush money payments made in 2016. A former legal advisor to so-called Trump fixer Michael Cohen says Cohen's lying about his former boss.
Robert Costello says he testified before a Manhattan grand jury for a couple of hours, saying, among other things, that Cohen is lying about hush money paid to porn actress Stormy Daniels. Costello claims in a conversation with Cohen,
I said, Michael, where did you get the $130,000? Is that Trump's money? No, it's not. Well, where did you get it? Did you take it out of your own account? No.
Costello claims Cohen is on, as he put it, a revenge tour because he went to jail. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Saudi Arabia has freed an American citizen, 72-year-old Florida retiree Saad al-Mahdi. He'd been in prison for more than a year over old tweets critical of the kingdom's crown prince. Neither Saudi nor U.S. officials immediately confirmed the release. He's got dual citizenship in the U.S. and Saudi Arabia and is a longtime resident of Jacksonville. After more than 6 years, the U.S. has secured the release of aid worker Jeff Woodkey. He'd been held hostage by Islamic extremists in West Africa. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Jeff, like other hostages and wrongful detainees, will be offered the best medical care possible, of course, to include post-isolation support. After a full medical screening, he will be united with his loved ones in the near future.
A French journalist was also released. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Idaho is on its way to bringing back the firing squad.
Idaho lawmakers are looking to resume executions in the state, but there's a scarcity of lethal injection drugs. The legislature has now sent the governor a veto-proof bill to once again allow for executions done by firing squad, but only if the state can't obtain lethal drugs. Idaho previously had a firing squad option on the books, but it was never used. The only other states that allow for execution by several simultaneous shooters are Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Utah. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A Colorado dentist arrested, accused of poisoning and killing his wife. Aurora police say James Tolliver Craig had driven his wife to a hospital because she was complaining of severe headaches and dizziness. She died Sunday. Her husband's facing a first degree murder charge. Cleanup efforts continue in East Palestine, Ohio, after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in the area. Scott Wilcox is a former engineer for Norfolk Southern, who tells Fox that engineers and car inspectors aren't given enough time to check for problems.
Now, from what I've heard from car inspectors is they're down to like between 30 seconds and a minute. So they may not have time to check everything. I mean, the length of some of these cars, it'll take you 30 seconds just to walk the length of it.
The company CEO, Alan Shaw, has been apologizing, saying the company will clean up its mess. New research from Britain says those cheesy dad jokes may be embarrassing for the kids, but those jokes could help children grow into healthier adults by being able to better tolerate awkward moments. Until NATO, this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.